For the second time in a week, Egyptian prosecutors have brought new charges against ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Critics say the move shows that Egyptian authorities want to convict the Islamic leader one way or another. Morsi is the country's first democratically elected president and a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who escaped from prison in 2011 during the uprising against former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Since his ouster by the military in early July, Morsi has been jailed and is now facing trial in two other cases. One on charges of inciting the killing of protesters outside the presidential palace last December, and the other on charges of aiding terrorism and espionage. If convicted, Morsi could face the death penalty. In the newest charges that prosecutors referred to a criminal court on Saturday, Morsi is accused of masterminding the jailbreaks. Some legal experts say the charges are politically motivated.
From a judicial point of view, this case should be treated as any other case, and he must face a fair trial, and he must be enabled to exercise his rights of defense.
Morsi and 129 other co-defendants, including members of the Hamas movement, are now also facing charges including killing a policeman. The case marks the third set of charges brought against Morsi since being ousted. Morsi and his supporters say they do not recognize the court proceedings and are continuing with their street protests against the interim military government, which is moving ahead with its political roadmap. Human Rights Watch said the charges against Morsi brought by the military-backed government is fanatical. Meanwhile, an Egyptian court has acquitted Mubarak's two sons and his former prime minister, Ahmed Shafiq, on corruption charges. This paves the way for Shafiq, who lost the presidential race against Morsi in 2012, to return to the country from self-imposed exile. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.